time to get underway with Radio Friendships. Stay tuned as your hosts, Don and Sandra Tipton, share exciting news about what God is doing throughout the world in this missions-minded radio broadcast.
Welcome to Radio Friendships from Port Mercy in Lake Charles, Louisiana. Today we're going to be bringing you the conclusion of this seven-part series called Lies in the Textbooks. Now this was put out by Dr. Hovine, and you can find it copyright-free from his website at drdino.com. And one other thing we'd like to make you aware of, Radio Friendships podcasts all their programs on our website at www.friendships.org. Well, with that being said, let's go ahead and listen to a clip from last week's program.
Nothing about DNA has helped with the evolution theory at all. DNA is the most complex molecule in the universe. That little DNA molecule, average person has 50 trillion cells in their body with 46 of those little molecules in each cell. 46 chromosome strands in each cell of your body. If you extracted all of it, it would only fill about 2 tablespoons. But if you took those DNA strands and unwound them, stretched them out, tied them together, one person's DNA would reach from Earth to the moon and back over 500,000 times. They say the DNA holds more information than all computer programs ever written by man combined. The quantity of information is so vast, we have to invent new numbers to measure it. Not terabytes, petabytes, or exabytes, yottabytes, and zettabytes. All the words uttered by everyone who ever lived would amount to 5 exabytes. And your DNA and your chromosome holds more information than that. It is so unbelievably complex. If you typed out the code found in your DNA, you'd have enough books to fill Grand Canyon 78 times. That's the instructions to make you. I'd say you're pretty special. David said, "I will praise thee, for I'm fearfully and wonderfully made." And he didn't have a microscope, and he could figure that out.
And now let's continue on to the conclusion of this seven-part series called Lies in the Textbooks. And be sure to stay tuned for the end of the program, where there will be information on how to get more resources for creation science evangelism.
Yale University still has their horse evolution on display, proven wrong 55 years ago. Get more on the horse evolution in the book Icons of Evolution. Just because you can arrange animals in order, that doesn't prove anything. Even if you find them buried in a certain order, that doesn't prove anything. If I get buried on top of a hamster, does that prove he's my grandpa? No. Order of burial means nothing. But if you think you can arrange things and that somehow proves something, okay. I've been doing a lot of research on the evolution of the fork. I've pieced together fragmentary evidence for a long time. I believe, after studying this very intently, that the knife evolved first. Slowly, over millions of years, great geological pressures squeezed it and made it concave on one side, convex on the other, and squeezed it into a spoon. And then slowly, erosion cut grooves into the end and turned it into a fork. I knew I was onto something here, but I felt like I had a missing link, particularly between the spoon and the fork. I just couldn't find it. Till one day I was flying to Connecticut on U.S. Air. I was 30,000 feet off the ground, and the stewardess walked down the aisle and just handed me the missing link. I don't think she knew what she had. But my trained scientific eye picked it up right away. I said, "Wow, this is it. I've got it." I stuck it in my pocket. Later that day, I went to Popeye's Chicken and found another one. There they are, folks, the missing links. So the evolution of silverware is nearly complete. Of course, we got a few mutants along the way. Didn't quite survive for some reason, you know, and of course, people found out I was doing research on this. They all wanted to be famous, you know, so they tried to get in on the glory. They sent me their research. This one was an obvious fork head on a spoon handle. I mean, look, it didn't get by me. I caught it right away, you know. They don't get stuff. I don't fall for stuff like that. Even the races, of course, evolved over the long ways. But look, if you want to arrange things, you can turn a cat to a cot to a dot to a dog by changing one letter at a time. You can play with this for a while, turn yourself into a fool when you're done. They say dinosaurs turned to birds. There are very few ideas as dumb as this one. The Bible says God made the birds on day 5. He made the reptiles on day 6. Evolution says reptiles came first and then the birds. You know, everything about evolution is backwards to the Bible. Everything. But this article says Dinosaurs alive as birds, scientist says. Ooh, wow, scientist says. Well, that proves it right there. Just like it gives some kind of authority. Wow, scientist says. This is absurd. Everything about the bird evolution is baloney. Archaeoraptor was listed in 1999 as the missing link. Yes, boys and girls, breaking news, National Geographic, we found the missing link. They had a whole big article about the missing link has been discovered. Then a couple months later, oops, it was proven wrong. You know, everything about these feathered dinosaurs has been proven baloney. But guess what? They're still teaching it. Here's a whole book, The Feathered Dinosaurs of China. Well, you just got this recently? Why would they still be teaching something that's been proven wrong for 5 years? All this feathered dinosaur stuff is baloney. It's all baloney. We cover more on that in one of the debates I did. I forget which one, but they say birds are descendants of dinosaurs. Well, kids, in case you don't know, there are a few differences between a dinosaur and a bird. Okay, you don't just put a few feathers on them and say, come on, man, give it a try. It won't hurt too bad. It's just not that easy. See, reptiles have 4 perfectly good legs. Birds have 2 legs and 2 wings. So if his front legs are going to change to wings, somewhere along the line, they're going to be half leg and half wing, which means on that particular day, he can't run anymore and he still can't fly yet, so he's got a real problem. Serious problem. They say Archaeopteryx is proof of it for evolution. You got one here on the table, brother? Archaeopteryx. Whenever you buy a bag of dinosaurs, they almost always stick one of these in there. Archaeopteryx. Wow. And this somehow gets an impression to the kids. Wow, we got proof that dinosaurs turned to birds. Here's one here with feathers on it. They're lying. It's still in the textbooks. I mean, today, about Archaeopteryx, and it's been proven years ago, Archaeopteryx was just a bird, a perching bird. Alan Fiducia, who believes in evolution, says it's not a missing link. It had the right features for flight. All the features of the brain were for flight, okay? Archaeopteryx means ancient wing, and he had claws on his wings. Well, that's kind of unusual, okay. But 12 birds today have claws on their wings. The swan, the ibis, the hoatzin, several birds have claws. They say, well, he had teeth in his beak. Well, not many birds have teeth. Some do. Here's a hummingbird has teeth in his beak. But most birds don't have teeth, I agree. Actually, some mammals have teeth, some don't. Some birds have teeth, some don't. Some fish have teeth, some don't. Some of you have teeth, some don't, okay? So, missing link. The Chinese dino bird was a forgery, and we don't have time to cover all that today, but we give lots more on that on the one of the debates I did. It's true feathers and scales are both made of keratin, same building block, that's true. But that's where the similarity stops, okay? Actually, birds and reptiles have different lung system, different reproductive system, different body covering, different brain, different circulatory system. Thousands of differences exist between dinosaurs and birds. That could be a whole seminar by itself. It's interesting, there are 2 different kinds of dinosaurs, the bird hip and the lizard hip dinosaur. Their hips are very different. Ask an evolutionist, which type of dinosaur evolved into the bird? Was it the bird hip or the lizard hip? And they will probably kind of hang their head and quietly say, well, it was the lizard hip. Oh, so now the hip's got to turn around backwards too. In addition to the billions of other changes you got to make, there's no evidence of how dinosaurs evolved to birds. None. Zero. So who's right? Well, Richard Dawkins said, it's absolutely safe to say if you meet someone who claims not to believe in evolution, that person is ignorant, stupid, or insane, or wicked. Sounds like he's open for a discussion. When I went to England, we tried everything to get to debate Richard Dawkins. He refused. He hung up on my secretary. His secretary hung up on me when I called back. Jesus said, you shall love the Lord your God with all your mind. There's no mental reason to reject Christianity. It's a logical deduction to say, hey, there must have been a designer. You see something complicated like this world, you say, hey, must have been a designer. Evolution's not a fact. It's not even a good theory. It's not even a hypothesis. It's a metaphysical research program. Julian Huxley said, I suppose the reason we leapt at Origin of Species was the idea of God interfered with our sexual mores. We don't want God telling us what to do. Evolution is a religion. Even Michael Ruse said that. He said, I'm an ardent evolutionist and an ex-Christian. But I must admit that it's one complaint Mr. Gish is one of many to make it. The literalists are absolutely right. Evolution is a religion. This was true of evolution in the beginning, and it's true of evolution still today. We believe in evolution because the only alternative is creation. And that's right. That is the only alternative. One Russian atheist astronomer came over here to America, and he was speaking at the university, and he said, "Folks, either there is a God or there isn't." I thought, wow, now that's a brilliant conclusion to come to. But then he said, "Both possibilities are frightening." I thought, wow, now that is a brilliant statement. See, if there is a God, we better find out who he is and find out what he wants and do what he says. If there is no God, we're in trouble. We're hurtling through space at 66,000 miles an hour, and nobody's in charge. That's a scary thought.
Welcome to the Message Center. To enter your mailbox, press star.
Hello, my name is Jessica, and I was calling because I want to volunteer. I was wondering if I can do some volunteer work to help out.
Creation, evolution. Does it really matter? Is it something that you should study in your church? Well, I'll tell you this. The public schools in your area are indoctrinating children with an evolutionist philosophy on a daily basis. Evolution is a serious stumbling block for believers and non-believers alike. It contends that man created God. For some, it has completely neutralized the Bible, reducing it to nothing but a collection of fables. Creation science evangelism exists to dispel these lies and fortify people's faith in the biblical creation.
For more information, go to drdino.com.
If you're looking for the reason God created you, for a meaningful way to spend your days and an effective way to serve God, why not live the dream? Friendships is an international Christian relief organization providing disaster relief, medical services, and humanitarian aid. All staff are volunteer, and there is no charge to participate. All skills are needed, willing hearts of all ages. If you're a recent high school graduate and would like to spend a year working in and learning about relief missions while seeking God's will for your life, ask about our apprenticeship program. Medical personnel, register with us for international missions. Friendships.org. The kingdom of God is like a treasure hidden in a field. When a man found it, he hid it again, and then in his joy went and sold all he had and bought that field.
For more information, go to www.friendships.org.
Hello, I'm calling from the Lafayette area. Wanted to let you know that I am listening to your program, and I do enjoy it. I think it's a great encouragement to those of us in this area. And I listen to it on KSJY 89.9. Thank you.
And now back to the conclusion of Lies in the Textbooks.
Even one famous scientist said, this evolution transformationism is a fairy tale for adults. The theory has helped nothing in the progress of science. It is useless. Even if evolution theory is true, it's useless. It's of no value to science whatsoever. Evolution is a kind of dogma which its own priests no longer believe, but which they uphold for the people. Even most scientists don't believe in this, but they're afraid of losing their job or their research grant money, or they're afraid of peer pressure. No different than a fifth grader afraid what the other fifth graders think of them. We got college professors out there teaching these lies that I've covered just because they have to, because, you know, that's their job. Muggeridge said, I'm convinced the theory of evolution will be one of the great jokes in the history books of the future. Satan is a liar. And everything about this theory is based on lies. Even Thomason said, these evolution people who go about teaching evolution are great con men. The story they are telling may be the greatest hoax ever. We do not have one iota fact to support this evolution theory. So Fred Hoyle, the famous astronomer, said, well, life is so complicated, it could not have evolved on Earth, so it must have come from outer space. Well, duh. All that does is postpone the problem. How did it happen out there? This guy says, evolution is a light which illuminates all facts. All lines of thought must follow. This is what evolution is. Well, Pierre de Chardin, the Catholic priest that got most of the Catholics to believe in evolution, including the Pope, who's three times now said, we believe in evolution. Pierre de Chardin's one of the guys responsible for the great Piltdown hoax. He's a liar. Absolute bald-faced liar. God's word is a light. Okay? Not evolution is a light. But if a kid goes 12 or 15 years to school in your school system, how's he going to view the world? Probably like an evolutionist. Why would they teach these lies? Well, some people think that if everybody believes in evolution, that will make it true. It doesn't matter if everybody believed in it. That wouldn't make it true yet, okay? Some people teach the lie to keep the paycheck coming in. Kids, there are teachers that don't believe in evolution, but they keep teaching it anyway because they like their paycheck every Friday. And they will lie to you to keep their paycheck coming in. Some understand the bigger picture, how evolution is the foundation for the new world order. We cover more on that on seminar part 5. Evolution is the foundation for Marxism, Nazism, communism, socialism. That's why when I do debates, I always call it creation versus evolutionism. It drives them nuts, you know, because they're used to saying, oh, it's evolution versus creationism. They always put the ism on creation. So when I flash up my sign at the beginning, it says, creation versus evolutionism debate. They always sit there with that puzzled look on their face. They're trying to read it thinking, you know, something doesn't look right about that, but I don't know what it is. Just get the little jab in there, you know. Why do people believe in evolution? Well, you might want to get this book, The Case Against Darwin. Excellent, short book, quick read for your intellectual friends that want to get the quick picture. Some people, that's all they've ever been taught. When I spoke in Russia, I was over there at the university. There were 30 professors came in to hear me speak. And after about an hour, one of the professors was crying. And I asked the interpreter, I said, what's he crying about? And she said, he's never heard the creation story. He didn't know there was one. All he's ever heard is evolution. He wants you to keep going. I went for another hour. I spoke at a public school over there in Russia. The room would seat 400 kids. They had 700 high schoolers come in there and listen to me for 2 hours. I mean, you could have heard a pin drop the whole time. I couldn't believe it. When I asked the principal before I started, I said, hey, are there any things I shouldn't say to these kids? I know this is a public school. It's kind of sensitive. He said, what do you mean? I said, well, I'm a Christian. Is it okay to tell them, you know, mention the Bible? He said, oh, yeah. Tell them anything you want. I said, well, would it be okay if I told them, you know, how to go to heaven? He said, sure, sure, please do. These kids would love to hear about Christianity. They've never heard any of this. Wow. Door you can drive a truck through, brother. But they use the same lies in Russian textbooks. Here's a Russian textbook talking about the forelimb proving evolution, the different geologic column strata, all the stuff we covered earlier. So why do they believe this stuff? Well, some believe it because that's all they've been taught. Some, their job depends on it. Some, they hope there's no God to answer to. They do not like to retain God in their knowledge, the Bible says. They just don't like this idea. And it says, God will send them strong delusion. The more I think about this, that is so true. Anybody that believes they came from a rock 4.6 billion years ago has to be strongly deluded. Think about it. Oh, there's so much we could cover on this. Some people simply have too much pride to admit they have been wrong all their life. So, kids are being taught evolution. There's no question about it. Kids are being lied to in these textbooks. There's no question about it. What do we do about it? Well, we cover that in great detail on our public school presentation on the Green series of tapes. Get the public school presentation. We'll tell you step by step what to do, how to get these lies out of your textbook, how you can get on the school textbook selection committee, how you can get your kid exempt from class. Parents, if your kids are in a public school, you should send a little note to the teacher saying, I don't want my child taught evolution. It's against my religious convictions. Sign it, notarize it if you'd like, give it to the teacher and to the principal. Then if they continue giving you a hard time, you say, oh, now, excuse me, do you discriminate against people because of their religious convictions? Watch their eyes light up on that one. And if they still give you a hard time, contact me. I got some lawyers waiting in the wings that are anxious to get a lawsuit like that. Title 42, discrimination based on religion. Wow. That principal's going to be the garbage collector the next week. I guarantee you that principal's going to call that teacher in and say, look, let this kid out of class. Stop teaching evolution. I had one guy call me a couple years ago. He said, Brother Hovind, my second grade daughter's teacher just called me. And the teacher said, Mr. Jones, whatever his name was, I forget. He said, your second grader is in my class, your daughter, and she stops me every time I start teaching something about evolution. And the teacher said, I've just decided I'm going to skip this evolution stuff for the rest of the year till your daughter's out of my class. And my first thought was, yay. And then I thought, wait. Why are we sending second graders off to war? This is a battle the parents ought to be fighting, not the kids. We're the salt of the earth. Salt irritates. Hey, if nobody's irritated at you, you're not a good Christian. You don't have to try to irritate them. You try to be salty, that will irritate them. Mm-hmm. Salt preserves from corruption. How come you got so many lies in the textbooks right here in Tennessee in the middle of the Bible Belt? Where's the Christians that are supposed to preserve the world, huh? Why don't some of you get on the school board and do something about this? Why don't some of you get a committee to say, hey, let's take these pages out of the book. This is a lie. It won't cost the school anything. I'll show you. How many of you would volunteer to take the pages out of the book and bring your own scissors? Won't cost the school a dime. Let's do better than that. How many of you would pay $20 for the privilege of being on the committee to cut the pages out of the book and still bring your own scissors? We just had a fundraiser. We just raised $1,000 for the school. Wow. Won't cost them a dime. There are many good, sincere, godly public school teachers, and I praise God for them. And they are as frustrated as I am with what's going on. If you've got a good teacher in your school that wants to do what's right, support them. Because I guarantee if there's a teacher that tries to get up and stand up for creation and against evolution, there's a good possibility they'll get fired or get persecuted for it. We cover much more on that on video number 7, how teachers get persecuted for standing up for what's right. Many teach this theory because they simply have never been taught anything else. Many don't know it's okay to teach creation. It's perfectly fine. Well, what do we do? Well, there's a long history how we got this theory in our schools, and we'll cover all that in the public school presentation. And what do we do about it? It's all covered on videotape number 5. We'll show you the dangers of this theory. It's not just a dumb idea. It's a dangerous religion. And then tell you some real practical steps to fix it on seminar part 5. Thank you for joining us.
For more information on the Ministry of Creation Science Evangelism, write us at Creation Science Evangelism, 29 Cummings Road, Pensacola, Florida, 32503, or call us at 850-479-3466. That's 850-479-DINO. You may also visit us on the web at www.drdino.com. That's www.drdino.com.
Well, that's going to wrap it up for this 7-part series by Dr. Hovind called Lies in the Textbooks. And once again, we want to remind you that you can download any one of these or all 7 of the series of Lies in the Textbooks from our webpage at www.friendships.org or see the video version from drdino.com. Also, you will find many other resources there that will be helpful in equipping yourselves and your children against the philosophies of this world. We've been entrusted to carry the truth of Jesus Christ to a darkened world. So let's put our boots on and do the job. Well, we'd love to hear your comments, good or bad, of this series. So let us know what you think. And you can do that by calling us at 337-433-5022. Or leave us an email on our webpage. Well, that's going to do it for today. Please join us again tomorrow on Radio Friendships, where we love to speak about the great and mighty God and the many wonderful ways throughout the world to serve Him. Have a great day, and God bless.
God's Navy is in need of your help. Friendships is an international Christian relief organization based at Port Mercy in Lake Charles, Louisiana. Our ships sail with humanitarian aid, disaster relief, and medical missions to many nations. Short and long-term positions available for adults of all ages. There is no cost to participate. This could be what you've always been looking for. For more information, check out our website, friendships.org, or call Port Mercy at 337-433-5022.
Thank you for listening to the Friendships broadcast today. Don and Sandra Tipton invite you to join them again next time as we stand in awe of the great God we serve. Friendships is based at Port Mercy in Lake Charles, Louisiana. For information about Friendships Unlimited, dial 337-433-5022 or go on the internet to friendships.org.